T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right. I mean, I don't know what to say.
We got Daryl now. We've tracked him down.
There we go.
Dangerous Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, is with us. And it's powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, how are you?
Good, guys.
What's up, Daryl?
Not much. Busy Friday for the Browns.
It is. All right, let's start right with it. Sheldon Richardson gets cut. We were a little surprised. At the beginning of the offseason, I thought they might cut him. And then when they didn't, I figured, all right, they'll negotiate a deal and cut his salary. Do you think that happened and he refused to take a pay cut, so that's why they moved on? How do you think this came about, Daryl?
Yeah, I mean, him getting cut, not much of a surprise considering the salary cap crunch, considering they brought in Jadeveon Clowney for, you know, similar money. It's a big loss within that locker room. Very popular player within the locker room, one of the leaders within the locker room. Hard to tell, obviously, last year because we weren't allowed in, but, you know, his first year here, he was in the middle of everything. You know, a lot of guys looked to him. And Andrew Berry's making a calculated decision here. I thought Sheldon played very well in his 2 years here. And like I said, he was one of the leaders on that defense.
Obviously, we don't know which way Andrew Berry is going to go. I'd like to assume that he's got a plan in everything that he does, but there's really only two roads that you can go down. Maurice Hurst, free agent, someone like that, or you're hoping that someone like Christian Barmore out of Alabama is there at number 26 overall.
Well, I would think he'd spend the draft pick because the draft pick is more – financially beneficial to the team. Going out and spending free agent dollars, albeit what, you know, you are saving money. You're not going to go out and sign someone else for $12 million. But, you know, if you're Andrew Berry, you want to save as much of that $12 million as possible. And the reason why is the whole reason you cut him, and that is that you need salary cap room going forward, because you've got all these contract extensions you got to take care of. You got Nick Chubb that needs done. Baker Mayfield's going to need done. Denzel Ward's going to need done. Those are going to be three very expensive extensions to do, and you've already got one expensive extension on the books in Myles Garrett. So,
right. Jack Conklin's got a big contract. I think, you know, there's a chance they sign Wyatt Teller, maybe move on from Treader or Betonio. We know Landry and, you know, Landry or Beckham will probably be gone at the end of 21. I think you still sign a veteran maybe for, you know, $2 to $4 million, Daryl. Wouldn't affect the cap that much, and address the position in the draft as well. I certainly don't think it's a guarantee they're going to draft a guy in the first round. But yeah, they're certainly not going to spend anywhere close to that money because, you know, otherwise because like I said, I think we all think they tried to probably negotiate with Richardson and he wasn't interested. And I think in the end, they might sign another guy for $2 to $4 million, to make some sense. Because you want to have a veteran there too, I think. We'll see.
Well, I mean, you know, Andrew Billings is going to be back this year. He, of course, opted out last year. So it really seems like they're counting on him to be a big piece to whatever their defensive line rotation is ultimately going to look like. You know, Clowney is a guy that can be played inside. You know, he creates a couple problems when he gets moved around on the defensive line. I would imagine that Joe Woods is going to draw some stuff up similar, to that. I am pretty concerned with the defensive line depth as of this conversation right now. The good news is the Browns don't have to play a football game for another, 3 to 4 months.
What did you make of Andrew Billings and Jordan Elliott?
Nothing to make of them. Didn't see them. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's the time of the signings last year. Good depth signings or whatever. But, we'll see what they're able to do this year.
Yeah, it's just interesting because, like, this bet to me feels like you're putting a lot of confidence on those two players. And as you mentioned, we don't have much to go off of with either.
Yeah. And like I said, this is a calculated move on Barry's part. Because again, Richardson was one of the leaders on that defense. So was Olivier Vernon. So you're losing some locker room culture, by letting a guy like Richardson go too. And, so this, we'll see how this plays out. They could, like Bull mentioned, they could sign a veteran for much less money to come in here and provide some depth in addition to the draft. But it's going to be interesting to see what the approach on, shoring up that defensive line is going to look like before we get to training camp.
We're talking with Dangerous Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Darryl, let's talk about a more important subject right now. Actually, I'll save that because we didn't take the clowny angle of this. I know you were thinking for a while that he was not interested in coming to Cleveland, and he was. Were you pleasantly surprised or no?
Yeah, I was. And then we turned around and found out why he wasn't interested in coming to Cleveland. It was because of the agent he had last year.
I think it was also because he didn't think the Browns would be as good as the Titans, probably.
Right. And then, it turned out that the Browns were better than the Titans and mopped the floor with them, too, down in Tennessee. But, pleasantly surprised that that he came here. He said he switched agents. That, changed his outlook a little bit. Obviously, looking at, what was here and taking the visit and getting to meet with Andrew Berry, getting to meet with Kevin Stefanski and Joe Woods and, really just seeing where he would fit in. And that sold him on it. He said, a week after his visit, he made the decision that he was going to sign with the Browns. It, took a couple weeks after that to ultimately put pen to paper, but it's done. He's a Brown, and I guess the 2014 draft now has been rectified, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, in many ways. All right, so Darryl, I was reading some stuff from Todd McShay today as he came out with the draft needs for each team, like every team across the NFL, and this included the Clowney move. It did not include the Sheldon Richardson move, though, and I want to know if that impacts anything for you. But he said the top draft needs, even with Clowney, he said for the Browns, it goes edge, defensive tackle, linebacker, cornerback, wide receiver, and safety in that order. Do you see it that way too, or how would you change it up?
Yeah, that's pretty spot on. I don't think – because Clowney's a one-year deal, okay? He's here on a prove-it contract. There's some incentives built into it as well for a couple extra million bucks. It'll, take him – up into the 10 million range. So, when you look at the long-term big picture, team building planning, and this is what Andrew Berry is tasked with, and his challenge is to not only build for today to win today, but also to build to win tomorrow. And that's where, the draft strategy kind of comes in. Cause I think we can all agree that whoever they draft at 26 is not going to be expected to come in and be a starter and carry the defensive line or whatever position group the player comes from. Okay.
Sure.
So there's going to, barring injuries that force the player into the lineup, there's going to be some on the job training and that's going to take place. So, I think that Andrew Berry has plenty of flexibility to go with best player available. He's not painted into a corner, having to target one specific position at the pick. He's got the ability to move up in the draft to go get a guy that he really likes if he wants to, or it wouldn't surprise me if he moved down in the draft. So there's a lot of flexibility that Barry has. He's almost in the perfect position going into a draft, you know, for a general manager that's, you know, going to be picking in the, you know, the back end of the first round.
Darryl, we've been spending a lot of the late portion of the show talking about a possible new name for Jonathan Peterlin's weekend show because Garrett Bush has such a cool name.
Which, by the way, Darryl, by the way, you came up with what I thought was the best opening song for me, and I sent it to the people. We sent it to the right people, and they completely ignored it.
They ignored it, even though you made a good choice on the song. But we're thinking about names for his show because Garrett Bush has a great name for his show.
So basically, I come up with a name and it's going to get ignored too, right?
Well, that's we're hoping to avoid.
We're just spitballing here, Darryl. We're spitballing. We're all going to get ignored probably, but we're gonna spitball. You got an idea or you something you want to throw at us or you want to think about it over the weekend?
Nah, that's something I gotta think about on that because if I make a submission, it's gonna be good. Like it's gonna be a
look at you. Very confident.
I told you. No, he's really good at this stuff.
I'm pretty good at. I'm not good at much bull, but I'm good in the creativity department.
All right, Darryl. Well, yeah, I mean, let's think about this. I'm going to think about it over the weekend, too, and hopefully we'll all come up with something good. Well, you'll be back with us on Monday, so we'll talk about it again then. All right?
Sounds like a plan.
Dangerous Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. We'll talk to you on Monday, Darryl. Good stuff.
You got it, guys. Enjoy the weekend. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.